The Wollamai pines might be the most fiercely protected trees in Australia, having narrowly avoided extinction after 100 million years of survival. But massive fires in the Blue Mountains are threatening their secret location. The National Parks Department says it's doing everything it can to protect the trees, but has so far been unable to confirm their safety. Isabel Rowe reports.
Vast swathes of the Wollamai National Park northwest of Sydney are burning uncontrolled, and there's one small section of the forest authorities are desperate to protect.
We have a plant that spans an immense geological period, one that dates back well beyond many of the other flora that we see in Australia.
The Australian National University's Dr. Matthew Brookhouse studies the critically endangered Wollamai pine, an historic tree discovered in the national park in 1994.
It's been missing, presumed dead, for at least 65 million years.
It's the only known wild population of the trees in the world, and Dr. Brookhouse says they've withstood wild weather before.
There is a line of argument that suggests that Wollamai pine now only exists where it does because the areas in which it lives are relatively free from fire.
But that's changed this fire season. The massive Gospers Mountain fire, fueled by prolonged drought and high winds, is believed to be burning close to the endangered pines. Their exact location within the forest is kept secret to protect them from the public. Not even Matthew Brookhouse is allowed to know where they are. But former National Parks Ranger Ross Constable does know.
I've actually flown over them during my time in fighting fires in the Blue Mountains, that it's highly likely they've been affected by ember attack.
The National Parks and Wildlife Service told PM today that the trees are an important part of Australia's heritage, that it's doing everything it can to protect them, and that effort is ongoing. But it was unable to confirm the trees are safe. Ross Constable fought fires in the Blue Mountains during his 40 years as a ranger. He says efforts to protect the trees could be dangerous.
It would be difficult to access. I would suggest that the best access would be by aircraft and getting crews in there to provide physical fire breaks around the pines, if that's possible. But obviously the priority for aircraft at this time would be towards fire suppression. So unfortunately the pines may not be high up on the priority list, and that would be understandable given the amount of fire in the area and the impact on life and property.
And another issue is the smoke, I understand. It's probably quite hard to actually try and look and see if they're okay.
That's right, and that also restricts firefighting aircraft for during bombing operations. So finding the pines would be very difficult given they would be literally surrounded by fire.
Experts like Matthew Brookhouse are cautiously optimistic.
Wollamai pine, unlike many other conifer or gymnosperm species, retains live bud tissue within the bark, and it has the capacity to re-sprout after fire. Now, of course, 600 degrees may well very, very far short of some of the temperatures that we're seeing in very severe fire situations.
To ensure the species' survival, conservationists have been growing a population of Wollamai pines in the ACT since 2012, and about 90 remain there.
Isabel Rowe reporting.